like to talk to you this morning about universe processing in all of its various wrinkles and attitudes. Universe processing is first released under SOP-8D. This process consists as follows. Opening procedure, have Freakler locate spots in space, having him walk around the room and touch those spots in space and get into such a situation that he can be comfortable about touching spots in space. Step one, be 3 feet back of his head, no further step. Step two, duplicate whatever he's looking at many times. Then find nothing, duplicate it many times. Step three, hold the two back corners of the room at least a minute. Then find some places where he is not. Step four, and here we have universe processing. We take an E-meter. We hand out an assessment by simply having the Preclear discuss those people he has been associated with since birth. We take those people who are markedly stuck or who are markedly fluent on the meter. If the meter consistently and continually sticks, we give the Preclear some ARC straight wire in order to free the meter slightly so that we can get some readings. You know, of course, that if you ask an individual a question while the meter is stuck, and then another question, and then another question, all you get is stuck responses. But it's not stuck on the questions you're asking. It was stuck on the question that was first asked that stuck it. All right, so we take that personnel, and then we find places where this personnel would be safe. That would be father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, and so forth. Most of the occlusion which you run into is a prenatal in restimulation. Therefore, clearing up the universe of mother and clearing up the universe of father quite often will strip off this occlusion considerable rapidity. This is 8D. Now, we go on with this process and develop it considerably by doing what? In the first place, it has to be developed further as the cases are rougher. 8D, just run over and over a few times, will exteriorize almost anybody you run into. But when it doesn't, after you have done step four and you've cleared up a couple of universes more or less, I beg your pardon, there was another step in step four, that's get things that the personnel does not own. And after you've cleared up Mama and you found some places where Mama was safe, so forth, and some things which Mama did not own, you then, of course, go back to opening procedure, step one, step two, step three, and then maybe clear up some more Mama or clear up some other personnel that you're working on. In other words, you must remember that 8D is a repetitive sort of thing, and almost anywhere in it, you swing through those steps. Now, there is another step in 8D which is inherent in all processing. Anytime you ask a preclear to locate some spots in space, somewhere along the line, sooner if his case is worser, and later, always, I mean, sometime or other, you always have to do this, but if he's in very bad shape, you'll have to do this immediately, which is to say, remedy his havingness. You ask him to locate a spot in space, you've then got to remedy his havingness. If the case was terribly bad off, just asking him to look into the room with his physical body's eyes would be sufficient then to have to repair his havingness. A person will start to get sick at his stomach and so forth when you give him too much space. Why? Because making space undoes havingness when he's not creating new energy. It undoes the havingness which he already has. And actually creating havingness, that is pulling eight anchor points together and pulling them in on himself, or mocking up bodies which he can accept on his acceptance level and pushing them into himself, are, of course, of necessity simply making space and condensing space. Havingness is condensed space. And where a person is using that which he already has in order to make space, why, space is uncondensed havingness. After you've made him uncondense some havingness and condense it a few times, he will suddenly realize that he's creating the energy which he is uncondensing and condensing and so forth. He's actually just creating energy. And so he gets to a situation where he's perfectly willing to do this. All right, let's look at some further ramifications on 8D, and let's discover that we can have an enormous number of 8Ds just by varying step 4. Now let's take 8D in its purest form and take a person with it who is very, very, very bad off. We'll have to run havingness while we're running it. We will have to put up with considerable communication lag. And in addition to that, we will very, very certainly have to watch this case very carefully from a standpoint of crossed personnel or crossed items. Friends, we've run Mama, and we run Mama for quite a little while, and Papa keeps coming in. Well, if you bypass Papa's entrance several times without then at least taking some tension off of Papa, why, the case has a tendency to hang up. The case, in other words, is pretty well wadded up, and as you take it apart and so forth, you occasionally have to deviate from just clearing up Mama's universe and clear up Papa's for a little while. But an auditor can err here. He can err badly by just taking, out in Los Angeles, by the way, they have some interesting auditors. Very, very interesting people. They've never studied Dianetics or Scientology, and yet they audit with it continually. This is an interesting trick. It's done by telepathy. What they do, I guess, is hook in to the Knee Plus Ultra bank, the ridge that floats over the Pacific or something of the sort, that fog bank that settles over Los Angeles, and consider that it knows all, and then just go on what fogging with the case for a long time. Well, somebody hears vaguely some rumor about some new process, so they immediately conclude Hubbard has changed his mind again. Actually, it's quite interesting that 8D is the application of the first primary principle of Dianetics. Survive. See, where people are safe, well, we really changed our mind. Anyway, anyway, they hear some rumor about this, and an auditor out there very recently took another auditor who the second auditor had better sense. The second auditor had better sense than to ever come near a couch around this other auditor because this other auditor wasn't trained. And this auditor ran out on this pre-clear just far enough to get each one into apathy about 8 universes consecutively. In other words, ran Papa till a pre-clear was in apathy, ran Mama till a pre-clear was in apathy, ran Grandpa till a pre-clear was in apathy. Never pushed them across the chasm at all. Just ran each one up to the point of apathy. Well, of course, apathy is down there around mess, and if you're going to get a congealed mass, it's on the emotion level of apathy. Of course, the pre-clear was in terrible condition, and it took an auditor who did know what he was doing quite some little time to untangle his pre-clear. If I got the story right, I think about 5 hours, something like that. Just untangle this pre-clear. So you can cross personnel very badly and incorrectly by doing such a trick, you see, as running personnel until a pre-clear goes down tone and taking another one. The way to do it, when you run into crossing personnel, you run Mama, and it's just getting consistent now. Papa has shown up and shown up and shown up. Well, let's clear Papa for a few minutes. Remembering that, we have to go back to Mama. And then we clear up Mama some more. When you are doing a job on a pre-clear, which gives you a big cross-up of personnel, let's remember to hold to the main line until it is even, at least slightly, clear. See? Let's hold to the main line. Let's say Mama's universe, only clearing up those universes which insist on intruding with just enough so that we can get back to Mama again. In other words, let's clean up what we start. Because this manifestation will take place if you have done any kind of a job as an auditor. Whether tensely or otherwise, or relaxedly, Mama will suddenly spring into the place where Mama is and be only there. It's actually a visual, emotional, effort manifestation. The pre-clear will say, "Say, Mama's over." Huh? You know, his mother's buried in Milwaukee. Mama's in Milwaukee. Yeah, well, there she is. Milwaukee. And this will strike him as very peculiar. Sometimes there's considerable tension left on this. But do you know something? There isn't any really enormous value in going up and clearing it beyond the spring part. You've just got to take new personnel now. It's new personnel that is causing the ridge tension, which he's getting in there. So let's clear up new personnel now. But how long do you run one of these? Well, I can't tell you in terms of hours, but you could be fully prepared to run 120 hours, gaining all the time, and all of a sudden, at the end of 2 hours of processing, or 5 hours, and in cases that are in pretty good shape, you know, step ones that have been on a grand tour and so forth, when you run this, you can expect it to take place in 15 to 20 minutes on some universe spring apart. But all of a sudden, Mama's over there, the pre-clear is where he is. This is a source of great relief to him. He actually tells you that they spring apart. Now, where they don't spring apart, the auditor has crossed up the case with a whole lot of new universes. You know, he ran each one down to apathy and each one down to apathy. Well, all you'd have to do like that is if you're in such a condition, is to have him reach and withdraw from the auditing rooms and repair his havingness in terms of auditors or something of the sort, dead auditors. Then pick up the first universe clipped on the case and clean it up. Pick it up and clean it up, and you'll get this spring-apart mechanism, and then you'll get another one to spring apart, and another one to spring apart, and another one to spring apart. Now, don't expect the most significant universe to turn up first. It isn't necessarily true that it will. The first universe to turn up is the first one that dives on the E-meter. Mama, Papa, other personnel that we consider very significant may be lying there very quietly. Well, just leave it alone. You got a big dive on a universe, clean it up. First place, this gives confidence to the pre-clear. He will see then, very early in the case, the spring-apart mechanism of universes, and you'll certainly have him out of at least one. So you pick up the one which deeply dives on the assessment. Well, there are other variations on this. All these variations, by the way, are aimed at cases which are in terrible condition. You don't have to vary AD if you've got a case that's in real good condition. You know, case that we ordinarily in the old days have considered SOP 8, step 3, something like that. Or even step 4. But you get a case who is SOP 8, step 5, resistive, and so forth. Well, you have to go in to variations on this. Well, now the first variation that you would run into on it is this. A bracket on the auditing command. The auditing command, SOPAD, in its most simple form, is simply, where are some places, or give me some places, where blank, Mama, is safe, or would be safe. Give me some places where Mama would be safe. Give me some places where Mama would be safe. Spot some more places where Mama would be safe. You just keep on with that. Now, the next variation, however, would be to address a bracket to that. And a case which is having lots of trouble will profit by having a bracket addressed to it. Sometimes this is very rough. You're saying, give me some places where Mama's safe. Oh, boy, it's as rough as can be. What's happened? You have somebody who was, quote, buttered all over the universe, so to speak, and you have to run a bracket just to free him up. How do you run this bracket? You say, give me some places where Mama would find you safe. And you'd run for a while, give me some places where Mama's safe or would be safe, and then give me some places where Mama would find you safe. And then some more places where Mama would find you safe. Now, some places where you would find Mama safe. In other words, we would just run this two ways on a bracket. Well, a bracket could get very fancy in this. Give me some places where Mama would consider other people safe. Give me some places where other people would consider Mama safe. Give me some places where Mama would consider herself safe. You see, you could go on and on and on with this. Actually, as I said, a case which is processing relatively swiftly you know, where you'd clean up the universes, ordinarily clean up Mama's universe, maybe a couple hours of processing. Fella isn't exteriorized, but he's not doing too badly. No tremendous comm lag. You'd just use AD just as is. And the two auditing commands you would use is just a place where Mama is safe and some things Mama doesn't own. And when you got to, step five, well, you'd have to introduce this additional part of the bracket, some places where Mama would find you safe. You see, that's a matter of judgment. Now, this case has gone 2 hours in auditing on Mama's universe, and he seems to be awfully stuck. Well, you should have noticed a long time before that you were dealing with a very sticky case indeed. Your judgment is entered here. You look at the case, the needle's very sticky on the dial, the case is having trouble, the communication lags are very long. You just start putting in brackets. You see, give me some places now where Mama would find you safe. Just put in some brackets on the thing. There's two brackets is sufficient. But let's say the case is really buttered all over the universe. You could run all the brackets that you could think of. What's a bracket? Well, I refer you to earlier work in this, and in particular to issue 16G of the Journal of Scientology. A bracket is, of course, at optimum six ways. Self for others, others for self, self for self, other people for other people, that is, the other self for self, and others, people for other people. Six ways. Now, we have a great many more variations for AD. Now, what universes are really in trouble? Universe one, the body. The body's universe. Now, you're not going to stretch that immediately into a process with somebody. That isn't the first thing you'd hit, because actually you have to take this person out of some other universes before you can take him out of the body's universe. Because the last two universes you have to take him out of are, one, the body's universe, and two, the physical universe. And the first step of taking him out of the physical universe would be places where God is safe. That would be a routine step. So that there are a great many more 8Ds. Now, we just got 8D just as such. Now let's take 8DA. 8DA is a process whereby you would take all the sexual items you could categorize and, with or without brackets, find out where they were safe as far as the preclear is concerned. Where is semen safe? Where are ovum safe? Where are wombs safe? Where are genitals safe? And so forth. Now, this would be 8DA, where the only difference here is step four is changed. We use the same processes. Again, we've got a wheel here. And what we do is run from the center, opening procedure, out through opening procedure, step one, step two, step three to step four. That's each spoke of the wheel. But step four on this wheel is different for every spoke. All right, so then 8DA would take sex, and find where sex was safe, and in a case which is having a very rough time, find sex was safe in a bracket. In other words, where would sperm find you safe? See, where would you find sperm safe, but also where would sperm find you safe? Now, where would you find wombs safe? Where would wombs find you safe? Now, again, you have to repair havingness when you run that step. Now, that is the name of another spoke, 8DA, and it is simply changed to this degree that step four contains all the sexual elements. Now, let's get up to the next spoke, where we change step four again. And we have 8DB. Now, 8DB would be this, and you could go right on around on this formula. It would be various physical functions. But its bracket, of course, we've just got through treating sex, haven't we? Well, now, what's that on the notice sex scale? That's rock bottom, isn't it? So 8DB, of course, would be eating, and would contain excretia as part of the process of eating. See that? And it would contain also the organs involved in eating, stomachs, mouths, teeth, bowels, rectum. We just got through handling sex, so now let's handle eating. And that's 8DB. See that? Now, when you ask somebody where would you find, where would a stomach be safe? And where would a stomach find you safe? Actually, if this case is having a hard time, you'd better ask the reverse first. Where would a stomach find you safe? Because that's where he's sitting. He's being driven to make money. He's being driven to work. He's being driven to do this and do that solely because he gets hungry. Heck of a note, isn't it? In 8DA, you will discover that one of the reasons he objects to surviving, perhaps, is because his father is, by some token, alive as long as the body he is in is alive. That is, as long as the preacher's body is alive, his father's body is alive. And he'll come along the line and discover that he's doing a life continuum against his will. He doesn't like this. All right. We go up to 8DB, and I say we handle eating. Excretia, stomachs, throats, mouths, bowels, anus, teeth. You would be amazed how upset the stomach gets if the preclear has his teeth pulled. That's right. That's totally that band upset. Somebody who's worried about the dentist and so forth is stuck at that position of the no to sex scale. His stomach is worried about the fact that pretty soon he's not going to have any teeth to eat with. Enough about that. Now, right there, we find a terror. There is terror in this eating this step, DB. Terror, however, belongs way up in an upper emotional bracket, which is much later on this series of spokes. But you will find sickness and terror coming in there. Will you just go on running the stomach, where the stomach would find the preclear safe and where the preclear would find the stomach safe. But there is that terror which nags and tears at the stomach. It's right in that bracket. It's a terrific concern of the stomach to go on living by eating. Nothing more debased than that, living solely and totally to eat. All right, now let's go up to 8DC. And what do we find at 8DC? We find symbols. Speech. Written words. Pieces of paper. Books. Textbooks. Magazines. Lectures. Everything and anything you want to name in terms of symbolical communication. Words, so forth. That one solves the first book. Now, how do you do that one? Let's just take a little review. How do we do that one? Let's take a look here and find out that on that one, sitting right square, middle of it, are all of your recodified, retranslated interpersonal relations. Interpersonal relations sit up there at 8DC. Symbols. A person is interpreting from interpretations and so forth. And pictures belong there, so don't forget to have pictures as part of 8DC. Including engrams. And there's where we run out engrams. And what process do we use now? I go over this again. Opening procedure, step one, step two, step three, and the step four of that step. It's in this case is symbols, books, words, spoken words, magazines, textbooks, books, pictures. In other words, symbols. Symbol is a mass which is mobile with a meaning. That's the definition of a symbol. Symbol is a mass which is mobile with a meaning. Then you say, why, you reduce everything in the physical universe to a symbol, don't you? Yup. You can reduce everything down to any step you want. You can reduce everything down to sex. You can reduce everything down to eating. You can reduce everything down to symbols. And now let's take 8DD. There is no 8DDT. And this really should be God, shouldn't it? but it isn't. It's just taken in rotation as we come up the scale. Now, you see, there isn't any reason for you to forget this because you know this no-to-sex scale, and they just follow backwards up the no-to-sex scale, and we've gotten into and dropped into immediately thinking. The next spoke, then, the step four of that spoke, is thoughts, thinking, figuring, computing, and problems. Particularly problems. Where are they safe, and where do they find the pre-clear safe? All right, now let's go to 8DE and find out what we find at 8DE. Well, by golly, here at last we've gotten into the physical universe. We moved up into the physical universe. Actually, as you begin to survey preclears, you will see very adequately they're not in the physical universe when they are in the sex band, the eatingness band, the symbol band, the thinking band. They're not in the physical universe. They can't contact this space out here. This is not just a little theoretical scale we've got here from sex up to no. It happens to be the way preclears behave. For instance, John came in the other day and he says, the Calvin Association's having an awfully hard time. They find out that their stock isn't breeding lately. You know, they have an awful time getting cattle to breed. And what do they do about it? Of course, the answer is obvious. You'd have to starve the cattle before they would breed. The answer is right there on the no-to-sex scale. He picked it up and he thought this was a very amusing application of it. Quite true. The remedy which they are looking for, they're spending a lot of money and a lot of people and so forth, and the answer is sitting right here in this sex-to-no scale. They won't breed for the future generation if surviving in their present mock-up is too comfortable. That's right. And if they got plenty to eat, they won't breed. You have to cut their rations or make their food bad. And they breed. What the solution is in that respect is you take a number of this cattle and just segregate them out. It's good breeding stock, you see. And you take them out on some range someplace or another where the pickings were but slim. And you'd have lots of calves. You have to take some bulls out there, too. I mean... But we've moved up here in E into the physical universe. Now, you say it'd be very, very nice if we simply had named each one of these as they went up the line by some designating letter which matched up. No, because we're giving you the alphabet and the rotation that they ought to be done, and that alphabet is very easy for you to understand simply because the scale is just backwards on the sex-to-no scale. So that's very easy for you to plot. Anytime you want to know which designating letter it is, as we go up the line, sex is A, eating B, symbols C, thinking D, E, physical universe, F, emotions, G, look and perception in general, and H, no. Now, all we have to do is just look backwards on the sex-to-no scale, and you got it. All right. Now, I'm going to surprise you a little bit, kiddies.